say it over and over again, it will drive out anything that is superior. Anything that's inferior in your mind will be driven out by the spiritual superior word that you're putting in your mind.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Rise Up. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 11 through 14.
All of us had to leave something at the horn of the altar. All of us had to leave some type of tendency. I like it my way. I'm like Frank Sinatra. I did it my way until I met the Word. And the Word told me to drop, and the Word was made flesh and told me to drop your way and accept my way. And if you accept my way, you'll do great things in the earth. If you renounce you, you'll do great things in the earth. If you announce what you feel and what you think, all of it is dust anyway. And you begin to take on you'll begin to move things in the earth today. For the kingdom of God suffers violence, but the violent must what? Take it by force. Come on, let's grab our future. I'm bringing it into existence in the name of Jesus. I'm laying hold on tomorrow, putting it into my existence today. I'm rising up. Glory to God. Woo, Jesus. Oh, devil, don't tell me I'm depressed. I'm rising up out of it. Don't tell me I'm confused. I'm rising up. Glory to God. I don't care if the money is funny. I got some stuff going on. I don't care if the money is funny. He's going to provide for me because I'm rising up. That's what he designed for me. That's his plan for me. Can somebody say amen? You better lay hold on your future and pull it into existence in the name of Jesus. Don't give up, girl. Clap your hands. I feel the Holy Ghost. Rise up. So what happens if you run into an obstacle? You rise up. I said, what happens if you run into an obstacle? You rise up. What happens if things don't work the way you wanted them to work? You rise up. What happens when the chips are down? You rise up. What happens when your path is unclear? You rise up. Glory to God. An aerial view is always greater than a horizontal view. When you rise up, you'll see it from a different plane. When you rise up, you'll get God's perspective on the situation. When you rise up, glory to God, no devil can hold you down. When you rise up, glory to God, you will accomplish every goal. Can somebody say amen? Glory to God. That's that thing about determination. I'm rising up. Even if a bully is sitting on me, I'm not laying down. I'm standing up while he's sitting on me. Even if the devil presses you down today, got you down, laid down, inside of you, you got to say I'm rising up. You may be sitting on me right now, but I'm rising. I'm rising up. So where can determination take you? That, again, I rise. Where can it take you? If you're thinking about advancing, if you're thinking about rising up, then determination can significantly help you to achieve. There's a song that was put out a few years ago, Rise Up. The lyrics go something like this. You're broken down and tired of living life on a merry-go-round, and you can't find the fighter, but I see it in you, so we're gonna walk it out and move mountains. We're gonna walk it out and move mountains. And I'll rise up. I'll rise like the day. I'll rise up. I'll rise unafraid. I'll rise up. And I'll do it 1,000 times. And I'll rise up. Highlight the ways. I'll rise up. In spite of the ache. I'll rise up. And I'll do it 1,000 times again. For you. For you. For you. For you. For you I'll rise up. For you I'll rise up. But for you. For you I'll rise. The love I have for you won't let me stay in the condition I'm in. I choose to rise up. Good God from Zion. I pray you catching it. I'll rise up 1,000 times again. I believe that song was prophetic. Thank you, Jesus. So I decree and declare there is a rising up out of the grave of your faith. Whew, it's been grounded too long. Life and circumstances have caused you to take your faith or to place it or misplace it from God. You put it in people. And disappointment has caused your faith to be grounded. But today is rising up. And your wisdom has not been activated. And I decree and declare that God is causing your wisdom to rise up again in the name of the Lord. And many of us have been putting our confidence in the arm of flesh. But I call forth in the name of the Lord Jesus, the Holy Ghost, to kick into your life again. And that you begin to move underneath the authority and the power of the Holy Ghost to accomplish goals. Stop trying to do it in your own strength. It is not by power nor by might, but by the Spirit of our God. So you may have lost your focus. You may have lost your focus, but today focus, refocus is coming back. You're going to rise up. This is how you're going to do it. You're going to eliminate distractions in the name of the Lord. People who lose their focus have way too many distractions. And I'm calling that distraction that has taken your focus out, glory to God, or causes your lens to be out of focus. I'm asking God now to help you to eliminate distractions. It's going to require several things. This is going to hurt because many of us have learned how to multitask, but that's one of the major issues that come against people who've lost their focus. You're trying to do too many things at once. And I'm calling you into order. You've been trying to be everybody's savior, and God wants you to allow him to be savior. And he wants you to settle down right now and get about 2 or 3 things that you're looking at. But one thing you should desire. First, seek first the kingdom. Seek first the kingdom, and God will help you to manage that multitasking tendency that you have. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You got to develop, write it down, a singleness of purpose. Reduce multitasking. By developing a singleness of purpose. The Bible says it in James 1, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Let not that man think that he would receive anything from God because he's double-souled. He's thinking about this, then he's thinking about that. Then he's thinking about this, and he's thinking about that. But he's never made forward movement because he's still double-souled. People who are double-souled will always procrastinate. They will never make, determination wouldn't kick in. They can make a decision and then stick with it. And you never want people who are following you to lose hope in your ability to lead. And they will if you won't make decisions. Eliminate distractions. Reduce multitasking. by developing a singleness of purpose. One thing I desire of the Lord, and that will I seek. I'm not going to allow my heart to be divided. I need to make decisions, cut off options, to cut, make decisions, and move forward with determination. Another thing to do, if you've lost your focus and you need to regain it, please write it down. You need to practice meditating on the word. I know these are old remedies, and they still work. Glory to God. Honey still works on wounds. Whether you know it or not, you put a little honey on a wound, it'll heal faster. Now your grandma will put sugar in there. Maybe add some spider webs. I don't know why they added the spider web. But when you don't have clean cloth, maybe the spider webs will work. But grandma used to do all of those remedies. Some of those things still work. And God's word works. God's words, meditating on the word day and night still works. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 still works. And this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. And you shall meditate on it day and night and make your way prosperous and you will have good success. That still works. Whether you work it or not, you work the word will work for you. Just meditate on it. Think about the word. Just when you start having distractions and mental problems and breakdowns and you start thinking about stuff that you just can't change anyway, get a word on you and start meditating. Just say it over and over. It will drive out anything the word is superior. Anything that's inferior in your mind will be driven out by the spiritual superior word that you're putting in your mind. Thoughts always want dominant spot in you. Even negative thoughts, they always want to be on the top of the hill. But when you put the word on the top of the hill, everything submits to it. Thank you, God. Because even negative words won't dominate the spot in your mind. Put the word there. Watch it work for you. The word will say, I'm king of the hill. Depression has to go. Mediocrity, I'm king of the hill. Thank you, Jesus. You will succeed. Thank you, Lord. Number four, underneath, you may have lost your focus. Some of us just need to go to sleep. Why are you up all night? What you doing? What you doing? So I come against the spirit of insomnia in the name of the Lord. What's wrong with us? What's wrong with that? When I ride down the road, when I was a little kid, I used to see African-American men on top of roofs changing roofs. That's what I used to see all of the time. When I worked at 18 years old at Scotty's, I waited a year before I went in the military. I should have went right in there. But I worked at Scotty's. Now it's called Home Depot. Okay? It used to be called Scotty's years ago in Florida, right? And Home Depot, now I used to work there and I used to take sheetrock. And I don't know if you know how heavy that stuff is. But loading it on a truck and taking it to a house and then loading it on a roof, especially when the roof is like 90 degrees, this stuff isn't easy work. And the sun is hot out there. When we changed the roof on this building, there had to be 25 people from South America, Mexicans. One was named Jesus. I said, Jesus is on the roof. They were running up on that roof. It sounded like 1,000 footsteps. I didn't see any African-American males anymore because a lot of us just don't want to work like that. We got easier jobs now. And we act like we're more tired than ever before. I'm tired. Tired of what? Tired of using brain? Because in terms of physical work, we don't have to do it like my dad did it. I want y'all to think about what I'm saying. We don't do it like they did it. We don't have to. We use our brains. We're working smartly. But at the same time, we're losing something. Where is the mighty man in you? I'm watching women that are single with three jobs and still holding it down. Why are we tired? Why can't we praise? Why won't we come to the house of God? What happened to us along the way? Why won't we quit a job because we don't like the boss? And have nothing else in place and you got a family. Where is the determination here? Why are we up late at night playing video games? as grown men, when we got to be on the job, got to be attentive. I'm preaching good, Mom. I'm trying. Ain't nobody listening. They looking at me crazy. What is he talking about? I can't believe he said that. Why? Why shouldn't I say it? Where is the mighty in you that say I'm going to stick with it, putting my roots down? I'm not moving from this post. Thank you, God. Insomnia, something is going on with us. Even when we try to break strongholds, it won't allow us to sleep. Thank you, God. But I'm coming against insomnia in Jesus' name. He said, what does insomnia have to do with roofs? I don't know. I guess it was for somebody. My daddy started working on Kennedy Space Center for $1.25 an hour as a janitor. You understand? Look where we've come from. This is in the 60s. They didn't hire a lot of African Americans in high paying jobs out there. And even in the military, you didn't make it to high ranks. Especially if they saw your skin color. They had to change these things. When I went in the Marine Corps, I never saw a black officer at all. And this is in the 80s. The first one I saw was a black male, bright skin, out of D.C., about 6'2", but he was an exceptional male. He wasn't just mediocre. He could swim. He could run. He had all of these talents. He was smart. It's like, wow, you have to be a superhuman just to make major? Just to make major? A Superman? He was outrunning everybody. He was 33 years old. He could outrun everybody. He was make major? What time it was. He could speak three languages. You got to be like that to make major? You got pot bellies that are full bird colonels. Pot bellies. I'm just telling you the way it is. Somebody's got to have some determination, right? Thank you, God. You can't be awake all night and show up on the job and you don't know what time it is. You got to bring your whole game to this. Glory to God. Today I rise, and you're going to rise by resting. Thank you, God. This is going to help you. If you lost your focus, choose to focus on what's before you. Instead of looking down the road and trying to examine every situation, just focus on the moment and bring your best game to it. Thank you, Lord. If you're in sports, stop worrying about the next team when the team that you're in contest with today is beating you. Can you focus on this one? If you change your strategy, you'll win this one. But you're focusing on the championship game when you haven't gotten through this? Ladies, focus on what's before you. Fathers, focus on what's before you. Don't look so much at what's behind you. Focus on what's standing right before you. How can I make it better? Glory to God. Here's another one. If you're going to regain your focus, strengthen your center, your core. Out of all of the armor that's mentioned in Ephesians chapter 6, we love the breastplate and the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. And we like the sword of the Spirit. We like the shield of faith. But what about the belt? What about that core? We're living in a time now where people have found their own truth. The nation is slipping. People used to be governed by a core value, like showing respect, just showing respect. And we elected a president that would show nobody respect. If he came out and Air Force One was on the runway and you got your Marine One there, he wanted the engines running so you can hear the engine, and he step out. Yeah, you got a question? He wanted you to sense power. And if a lady says something, that's the most stupid question I've ever heard in my life. That's what he would say to him. That's dumb. What do you have to say? And people just loved it. But what you see is a decline in decency. He look at I tell you what, why don't you, this is a reporter. I want you to go up with the Black Caucus and I want you to set up a meeting with her. She's a reporter. She's not a secretary of them. Yeah, handle this. I'm just listening now. Chivalry is gone from the top position. And Christians say we love it because he gives us a few things we love. But what you begin to see, when leaders start speaking to people publicly like that and you won't say nothing about it, you see it matriculate. I'm sorry, you see it just descend into other areas of our society where people don't care about what they think or what they say, they just say it if it comes to mind. And it's happening even to this day with young people, young kids in school. They don't like what the teacher's saying. I don't care about what you're saying, woman. B-I-T-C-H. That's what some of our kids are doing to teachers. I hear them coming in here needing prayer. Bishop, please pray for me. I almost went off. But why should you have to go off on a teenager or a 12-year-old? You want to get 100,000 likes on Facebook? Cuss somebody out. They'll put you up in lights. Show somebody kindness, it won't work. Thank you, Lord. We got to change that, truth reveal, and the body of Christ. We got to start respecting each other with our words. And I'm going to preach it until Jesus comes. I'm going to preach it until Jesus comes. You're not getting any promotion here if you cut down people to rise. Don't ever call anybody stupid, ever. In the name of the Lord, don't do that. It is not godly. Thank you, Jesus. And we're better than that. Maybe you've been afraid. You're in a rut of fear. And you've even cried. I believe tears and anxiety are related. They all arise from strong emotions like empathy and compassion and even physical pain. And attachment. There are several men in this church that are in constant pain in their back. Constant. I've been constantly walking around. They've learned to deal with it. But sometimes fear comes from having chronic pain and even crying. And maybe you've cried recently. I heard it in my spirit this week. And I posted it on Facebook. You may have gone through a series of just tears. Tears communicate your emotional state to the people who are around you. And I just want to release you in the name of the Lord. If you're around family members and you feel like crying, stop walking in the next room and let your family see it. It's okay. Because it should communicate to families of the frustrations that you're going through, and God knows it and he wants to deal with it. You're not a strong person when you try to fake it like you never cry. The people around you need to see that I feel something. I say we need to work and wail. You don't wail and stop working, but you need to work and wail. And preach and wail and sing and wail. Continue to do what you need to do. But stop being fake and let them know you're going through some pain, because God is going to call you to rise up out of it. The Bible says if you sow it in tears, you're going to reap in joy. And many of us haven't received the reaping side because you hide your tear. When it's time to cry, you cry. And get it over with. Then go back to work.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Rise Up, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2207-1708. That's reference number 2207-1708.
Bishop has been working on his new podcast, Envision. Where there is no vision, the people perish. This podcast is designed to impact nations. You will be able to subscribe to Envision on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, or any podcast platform. Let's support our bishop by sharing the news with friends, family, and coworkers today. Are you ready to belong, grow, connect, and serve? New members classes are still in session. Email connect@truthreveal.org to get started. Awaken Women's Fellowships will resume in January 2023. However, Women's Sunday School is still every Sunday at 10 a.m. So make sure to join Pastor Sabrina in the sanctuary. Abishai Inspired Men, it is time to register for The Red Zone, the 2023 Men's Advance Reloaded, scheduled for Friday and Saturday, January 13th and 14th. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app or website to register for this action-packed event that will truly be an experience to remember. Take advantage of the combo package and remember to order your conference t-shirt and polo.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.